VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Wen. You're now listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hey yo, VoiceTubers, what's good? Have you ever wondered why you can't seem to keep people around? How you can't bring yourself to trust your friends? And why drama seems to tail you wherever? Why you're addicted to social media? Well, newsflash, it might be because you're toxic. Or the other way around, your friends are toxic. Either way, it's important to recognize the signs of toxic relationships and character. With enough self-awareness, you may have a chance to stop being toxic. And with everyone else, you'll have an idea on how to approach these relationships. Here's another sign of a toxic relationship from our video, and it's also our sentence of the day. Toxic relationships aren't always necessarily manipulative, controlling, and abusive. Sometimes they stem from overanalysis. 有毒的关系并不一定是充满操弄、控制或恶意。有时候他们来自于过度分析。好，那我们再回到我们的句子之前，我们先看几个 pronunciation tips。我们第一个 pronunciation tip 是 toxic。那我们在发 toxic 的时候分两个部分念，第一个音节是 ta， 第二个音节是 sick， 所以是 toxic。好，那我们第二个发音重点是 necessarily。那 necessarily 也是分成几个部分念，分成 necessarily， 这边中间的 c 要发 s 的音，发死的音。那我们后面的 ari 就发成 air， 所以是念 necessarily。那我们第三个发音重点是 manipulative。那 manipulative 的重音是放在 n 这边，所以是 manipulative， manipulative。那我们最后一个发音重点是 over analysis， 就分成两个字念 over 跟 analysis。analysis 的话重音是放在 na 这边，所以是 analysis， analysis。好，那我们现在再看到一次句子吧。Toxic relationships aren't always necessarily manipulative, controlling, and abusive. Sometimes they stem from overanalysis. 好，那我们现在进入我们的 vocabulary。我们第一个 vocabulary 是 toxic。那么 toxic 是一个 adjective， 它的意思是有毒的。或是引起中毒的。那我们先看到它的例句。Factories have been dumping toxic waste into this river, and thus the entire area has been contaminated.
工厂长期的排放有毒的废料到河里，于是这整个区域都被污染了。
那这边contaminated 就是污染的意思。Contaminated 的同义字就有像pollution， 也就是我们最常听到的污染，还有 stained 也就是受污染或是沾染的意思。那 toxic 的话，它有一个同义字叫 poisonous， poison 就是毒，所以 poisonous 就是毒的形容词，也是有毒的。好，那我们第二个 vocabulary 是 abusive， abusive 是一个 adjective， 它的意思是辱骂的或是毁谤的、恶语的。那这边先看到一个例句。
Children who grow up in an abusive environment are prone to suffer mental issues.
孩子们在一个恶毒的环境成长，易患有精神疾病。那这边一个补充就是 domestic abuse， 就是我们所谓的家庭暴力。因为 domestic 就是家庭的。家庭相关的意思，那 domestic abuse 也就是家庭暴力。好，那我们最后一个单字就是一个片语 stem from something， 意思是源自于或是由点点点造成。那我们先看到一个例句。
His abilities in languages stem from his nomadic-like upbringing.
他的语言能力源自于他游牧般的成长环境。那这边游牧的就是 nomadic。这边我们看到片语之中的 stem 这个字，其实就是植物茎的意思。
我们常常也有听到说，什么东西 something is rooted in 什么，就是什么东西是源自于什么，也可以用植物根来比喻。所以常常都会用植物相关类型的比喻说，哦，从哪里生存，或是从源自于哪里。
Okay, to wrap up today's episode, go check out Toxic by Britney Spears. It's a classic. And don't forget to leave your recordings and watch the video. It's super informative. And I'll catch you again next time.